of the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Don't give a damn. Hey, here we are at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on Tax Day, April 15th, 2024. April 15th. And this is James Kelso hosting the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, which comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Brought to you thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you can find at republicbroadcasting.org. There's your one-stop shop to support Patriot Radio by buying products or contributing or both. All righty. Well, everybody, unless you just woke up, everybody's aware of what's happening today, which is the beginning of the witch hunt, kangaroo court of Donald Trump in New York City. And so we'll cover that. I think I'll feature that my favorite aspect of watching today was watching Laura Loomer out on the street outside the courthouse with a big crowd of Trump supporters waving their enormous Trump flags and lending their support to the president. And the some revelations today and some excellent communications from the president. When does he find time? You know, this is the point of this persecution, is to suck up the president's time, drain his wealth, stress him out, deprive him of sleep, make him travel interminably to hurt him in this election. And of course, the president has used the phrase election interference ad nauseum, going back more than a year. Election interference, and that's exactly what this is. It is the demon rat, communist SOBs, anti-Americans, un-American, anti-American, unhuman, really. I like Jack Posobiec's terminology for these people. They're the unhumans. They're zombies. They're not people you'd want to have moving in next door to you or have them anywhere near you. So there were a couple of revelations today. Let's go to the president. Let's start off with a little bit of, let's go to the president first off. This is, after all, this is his show. Let's hear what he has to say. Am I at the top here? Oh, Elon Musk, by the way, on our way to that soundbite from the president, Elon Musk weighed in today nicely. This case is obviously a corruption of the law. Lawfare. That's the whole post. Elon Musk loves to make short, crisp posts, and this is one that appeared on X. This case is obviously corruption, a corruption of the law, lawfare. Very nice. Richest man in the world. Sadly, today, signed that that tremendous wealth may be under tremendous strain. I just caught it in glancing. I don't have an article in front of me for a reference, but what I heard today, I watch and read this stuff pretty much all day. 10% of the Tesla workforce was laid off. 15,000 people, I think it said. Well, I'm just going on my memory here. Correct me if I'm wrong, callers. 15,000 people, that's a lot of people, a lot of careers, a lot of office work for the Tesla personnel department. They'll have to hire 100 people, new people, just to take care of that layoff. Because all those people have to be, there's a lot to go on. For somebody that's been working, let's say, at a company for 5 years. So 10%, that's a lot of people. And Steve Bannon said it correctly this morning on his Steve Bannon show, the War Room, he calls his show, which is, you know, it vies, in my book, it vies with a few others for the best streaming presentation anywhere in the universe. But he said, sadly for Elon Musk, turns out to be a patriot. Sadly for Ian, even though he voted for Biden, he voted for Obama. And what did he say? He voted for Clinton also? He's seen the light. The scales have fallen from his eyes. But the sad part, I mean, it's sad that he had to lay these people off, but then Steve Bannon points to the why, which is unfortunate. It's good for us. And Bannon points out this is very bad for Elon Musk. He's bet the ranch on electric vehicles. He has other irons in the fire. He's got SpaceX. That depends not at all on electric vehicles. And he has others. But his biggest bet is electric vehicles. And electric vehicles are a green new scam. It's all BS. And let me talk, lest I forget tonight, let me also mention another electric scam, which is wind power. And we could go into solar as well. Equally a scam. Let me write that down. A note to my loan to self. Solar scam, wind turbine scam, and the electric vehicle scam. And in all three, there's a common denominator to those three scams, and it is fake books. Faked because they are so heavily subsidized by the corrupt federal monstrosity government that the public is fooled into thinking they're a success. Huge, unsustainable subsidies of wind turbines, solar panels, solar farms, and electric vehicles. This can only be done for a short while. I don't even know that you can pull it off for a short while, because look at our economy. It is cracking. It is breaking under the burden of such things as this. But even if you could pull it off, you could only pull it off for a couple of years. And then when the When the drinking binge is over, now you got to face the morning after and the, to show you how little I drink. What do they call it? What do they call it when you hangover? Hangover. That's what it's called. You got to face the hangover. I've never had a hangover. You have to face the hangover. And I'm not trying to be better than any of you out there who maybe have had many. I'm just lucky. I just never got into it. I never got into smoking, never got into drinking. It just never happened. I forgot to do it. Never occurred to me. So, but then you've got the hangover. If you subsidize a car and then you all of a sudden have to wake up in the morning and now pay full freight, for instance, when your car needs a repair, and then you find out the repair is an awful price, or the insurance, an awful price, etc. And then the same is true. I saw a report on wind farms that opened up even my eyes. I didn't realize how phony they were. This is a guy, a liberal environmentalist. His name, okay, it's going to occur to me in a moment, starts with S. What's his name? Anyway, this guy is campaigning against wind farms, and he said his rationale is that among the many things wrong with wind farms, they're killing the whales big time. And the so this environmentalist or liberal, he's pointing out the hypocrisy of his fellow liberals who professed great love for the whales. They don't have any love for whales. As long as whales are convenient to their actual love, which is communism, anything for communism. Change positions, change candidates, change anything. The only lodestar for the left wing is communism itself, the Marxist program, the cult, the religion of Marxism. That's what they're all enrolled in. That is their religion. Anyway, here's what he pointed out, and I didn't know this. Wind farms, solar or turbines, are hugely subsidized. They are hugely inefficient. They are hugely expensive. They are enormously difficult to replenish or repair, to disassemble. They are a nightmare compared to coal, gas, and nuclear, all three of which are simple, easy, and highly efficient, and have been working wonderfully for us. Here's an interesting fact he pointed out about the wind farms on the east coast of the United States. All of the wind turbines on the entire east coast of the U.S., which amounts to thousands of them, just ruining entire vast areas of the ocean. Remember, they have to be anchored hard in the bottom of the ocean. This is a big structure. They have to be able to easily sustain hurricane winds and tsunami waves. So they have to be very strong. Right now they're decommissioning nuclear plants in New England. Two of them they just recently decommissioned, meaning they closed them. He said one nuclear plant produces more electric generation than all, as President Trump says, the windmills on the East Coast combined. And they just closed two of them, which is more than double. The whole outfit of this scam, this green new windmill scam. All right, so, and I won't even talk about solar. Solar is same thing. I mean, it takes hundreds of square miles of solar panels wrecking the environment. Just, you know, you take a whole, take an area the size of the state of Arizona and cover it with shiny and not long-lived solar panels. And again, hugely inefficient and nothing like natural gas, coal, or nuclear. All right, so let's go to where was we? Let's go to the president's statement today. I got stuck. I was scrolling up here. Oh, I'm right here, so let's listen to her now. This is Laura Loomer. I love her, and it's obvious the president loves her too. Let's listen to her.
Donald Trump did nothing wrong. We're going to be here every single day talking to all of you fake news media freaks and letting you know that Donald Trump did nothing wrong until you start to report the truth. Judge Marchand's wife literally works for Letitia James. Michael Cohen's lawyer, Andrew Walker, his Twitter profile banner is a photo of him with Letitia James talking about how they talk about getting Trump. He said that he had fundraisers for Kamala Harris. Tell me that this isn't a witch hunt. How is this fair? How is this fair to Donald Trump? You want to get on the bullhorn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got Andrew Giuliani?
Andrew! Woo! Thank you, Laura. Thank you. You're absolutely right. We got to be out here for President Trump. Let him know they did nothing wrong. Let him know this is a political persecution by prosecution of the leading candidate for president of the United States.
Now, this is a crowd outside the courthouse, and this is Rudy Giuliani's son. Is his name Andrew Giuliani, who ran for governor of New York? Good-looking guy. You can see his dad's face and his demeanor, his look. But here's Giuliani. Loomer just handed her bullhorn to Giuliani. And I love this guy as well.
That's what's going on here. That's what's going on in the United States of America. The facts, think about this. They're so weak in this case that Joe Biden would not even bring this case. That's how bad this is. It took a Soros-funded district attorney in order to bring this case. There's no underlying felony.
Okay, that was the end of that clip. People were lining up to talk to the crowd. All right, now let's go back. Let's go to the president. Now let's hear what he has to say. These are his supporters outside the courtroom. This is the president, I believe, coming out of the courtroom, either going in or coming out. Here he is. This would be this morning, I think.
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son has graduated from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard.
I don't know whether you can hear that. There's a lot of reverberation and echo. He's in apparently the lobby of a court building. And he just said, Judge, let me get his name here for you, Juan Manuel Merchan. That's the guy's name. He told Donald Trump today, and this is a Stalinist judge. He told Donald Trump he asked to be able to be excused from appearing in Merchan's kangaroo court for one day so he could attend the graduation of Barron Trump from high school, of which Barron, of course, dad's very, very proud. Barron's apparently turns out a real achiever in school. That's beside the point. That's his son. And the SOB Merchan said no. Be here, you know, at 8 or 9 in the morning. You can't go see the graduation of your son. This is totally illegal, totally unconstitutional, outrageous communism. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
yes, we are. All right. And our fantastic engineer, Julie, at the control board there, keeping everything ship-shape. Thank you. So let's continue with the president. He's speaking. He came out. He was just told by the judge he can't go to his own son's graduation. Now, let me add this. You know, I've listened to a number of attorneys on TV today who said, you're not required to be in any courtroom. You don't have to be there. If a trial is going on, you don't have to be there. You can be at home. You can be wherever you want to be. It's in your interest to be there in some cases, but you don't have to be there. The judge doesn't have the power to chain you to your chair and tell you you have to be there. But it got worse. Then the president asked for permission, you know, Here he is, the most powerful, the greatest, the most important man on earth, having to ask permission from this pissant pseudo-judge, Juan Manuel Merchan. How does he say his name? Merchan. Anyway, I'm sure he has a pronunciation. He has to ask this pissant permission to, now get this, the Supreme Court is holding a hearing at some point here in the near future, a hearing on a matter that Donald Trump has brought before them, a very essential hearing for the whole future of our country. No, you can't go to that. You can't go to that. Because I, the Supreme Judge Merchan, Juan Manuel Merchan, whose daughter is making tens of millions of dollars off this case, a totally corrupt family, totally corrupt. His daughter is making oodles of money selling the fact that her dad has got Donald Trump by the throat. That's not a conflict of interest. I heard one attorney say the standard of the American, what the former American legal system was, that if you had a relative at 6 degrees of remove, if you had the cousin of a nephew of the cousin who was somehow had an interest in the case, you had to recuse yourself. But not in the new America. No, in the new America, if you're a Stalinist judge and your standards are the same as those of Lavrenti Beria, in other words, show me the man and I'll show you the crime, then that's the new America, the communist America. And that's what we've become, a communist nation. Now, of course, there, you know, all of us, myself included, we have vestigial legacy shreds of our former liberty and our former prosperity and happiness. We have bits and pieces of it hanging on, but they are doomed. Unless this communist, you know, it's like being in an MMA chokehold, a reverse, there was a name, so somebody tried to teach me one of these ones. There are certain chokeholds that when the guy secures the chokehold, you tap out because you're not going to get out of it. It's not a question of are you going to black out, it's just a question of 17 seconds you are going to black out. And if he actually continued the chokehold for like a minute, you'd die. So that's our new legal system. They have us in that chokehold. So we haven't blacked out yet, and we haven't died yet. But I'm telling you, they have secured. There are terms that I forgot, like bare naked chokehold or reverse chokehold, certain positions in MMA that you don't get out of. So you try not to get in them. But they have us in that chokehold right now. And, you know, in the first few seconds of the chokehold, you know, you can count to 10 backwards still. You still know the names of your children. But you have 17 seconds before it goes dark. So that's where we are. We're in that 17 seconds. All right. Let's listen to the president some more.
I'm very proud of the fact that he did so well. And I was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. It looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought for trial. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues.
We'll be right back.
The dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
With the less than phenomenal James Kelso as your host. Let us, you know, I'll say what, Donald Trump is hard to hear in that echoey courtroom area. So let me just read his post on the same subject. He says, he wrote this today, who will explain for me to my wonderful son, Barron, who is a great student at a fantastic school, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend his graduation ceremony, something that we have been talking about for years, because a seriously conflicted and corrupt New York State judge, now let me pause right there. Remember, this clown, Juan Manuel Merchan, has put gag order upon gag order on Donald Trump. He's not allowed to talk about anything, including any of the personnel, including the judge. Notice what he's doing right here. He's calling the judge seriously conflicted and corrupt. Beautiful, beautiful. So Donald Trump is saying, okay, you phony judge, bring it. Bring it. Find me tomorrow. Find me in court because I said you're corrupt. I have the right to do that as an American citizen. I live in America. You don't, Judge Merchan. I don't know what country Merchan, where his allegiance is. what communist nation he owes his loyalty. But I'm an American, and as an American, I, more than anyone else, and all people have it, but I have the protected First Amendment right to defend myself, to speak, to call a spade, to say my mind, whatever it may be. You can't shut me up. You can't gag me. The idea of a gag order is obscene. By the way, in American law, in American courtrooms, a gag order is a gag against the prosecution, not against the defense. You gag the prosecution, you say, hey, look, prosecutor, cool it, shut up. Stop talking about this defendant in the newspaper, because you're trying him in the newspaper. He's not going to get a fair trial. He has the right to be free of your power as a prosecutor to convict him in a newspaper or a magazine or a TV show with interviews. So shut up. That's a gag order against the prosecution. So that the defendant has the rights, not the prosecutor doesn't have the rights. The defendant has all of the rights, the presumption of innocence, free speech. Security in his possessions and in his person. He can be where he wants to be. He doesn't have to be seated at attention with a leg chain around him to the court desk. But a judge, Juan Manuel Merchan, comes from some other world, not ours. By the way, he does look a little bit like an alien, doesn't he? Kind of a space alien. He could have, they wouldn't have had to use much makeup on him in Star Trek. He could have just been a visitor from another planet. Okay, so going back to the president, he called him a corrupt New York State judge. He wants me in criminal court on a bogus Biden case, which, according to virtually all legal scholars, has no merit and should never have been brought. This fake case is solely meant to attack crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, me, who is seriously leading him in the polls for purposes of election interference. And of course, the judge, Juan Merchan, is preventing me from proudly attending my son's graduation. Seems very unfair, doesn't it? But this whole event is unfair. Every one of the many fake cases that are perpetuated by the White House in order to help the worst president in history, by far, get reelected are unjust scams. We won't let that happen, but we will make America great again. Beautiful post by the president. And let me go back to where we was here. All right, let's go up earlier on the president, what the president posted today. And by the way, while I've been blabbering away here, maybe he's posted something additional. Let's just hit refresh. Where's my refresh button? There it is right there. Okay. Okay. His most recent post is 58 minutes ago. And how does a man do it? You know, with all of this going on, he just keeps going. You know, he's putting up posts on his poll numbers, his campaign, you know, he's keeping it all running. I'll come back to his latest post is one of that nature. Here's one where Laura Ingraham, who's coming around, she's kind of getting herself a little more firmly fixed on the Trump train. Good for you, Laura. Well, here she is. No, here she isn't. Let me hit refresh again, renew her. This is just something it's just a feature of TruthSocial.com, which is from whence all of this is taken. I love TruthSocial.com. And I love what Donald Trump calls it. He just calls it truth. And he calls his posts, instead of tweets, you know, Elon Musk hasn't, I don't think he's come up with a name for what an X is. Everybody still calls them tweets. what do you call it, a post on X, what do you call it, an X? An exit? Or what do you call it? But on Truth Social, Donald Trump calls any post he puts up a truth. I like that. Okay, here's Laura.
They hope that keeping Donald Trump off the campaign trail and any sort of details that emerge, that will all turn the tide for Biden in November. You cannot risk, after all, the people actually choosing their own president. Can't do that. Especially when new polling shows that Trump is leading Biden in 5 of 6 swing states. Now, according to Echelon Insights on behalf of the Heritage Foundation, he's up 10 in Georgia.
Wow.
7 in Nevada.
Wow.
6 in Michigan and in Arizona.
Wow, wow.
And he leads Biden by 4 in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Biden nips Trump by 1 point in Wisconsin.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, what does it mean, the swing states? That means those states will decide who our next president is. Because the non-swing states are states that, like North Dakota, Trump's going to take it. I mean, if Trump didn't win North Dakota, I'd turn in my membership card. That's it. I'd walk off the set. And then Biden will take the demon rat states. So, you know, the state of Washington, the state of California, they'll all go with the demon rats. So these states will decide who wins the election. And Trump's leads, I mean, look at this, 10 points in Georgia. Oh, lights out. 7 in Nevada, 6 in Michigan, 6 in Arizona, 4 in Pennsylvania. He doesn't have to take all 6 of these. He just has to take some of them. I forget what the actual calculus is. He can lose Wisconsin. But Biden's only ahead by 1 single point in the polling. And we've always found that the polling is always skewed against Republicans. The Democrats are, among other things that are defective about the polling, it's run by the fake news media. There's no such thing as an impartial, non-corrupt polling network of pollsters who have not been infected with the corruption of the media. They're all part and parcel of that. There are a few that are better than others. So if Biden is showing 1 point ahead in Wisconsin, it means he's probably behind by 5. So let's go to the next post by the president. And I'm keeping an eye on you folks, see if anybody's trying to come on the board. So we go. I got one eye wandering over to another screen. All right, going down here, the president has a number of posts. In addition to being prohibited from attending my son Barron's high school graduation, I've just learned that the highly biased judge in the Soros-appointed DA Alvin Bragg's witch hunt case will not allow me to attend the historic presidential immunity argument in front of the United States Supreme Court on Thursday, April 25th, next week. Now imagine this. If you're a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, if you're one of the Supremes, you were anticipating that Donald Trump would be sitting in front of you as you have you ever listened in on, you know, watched one of these open to the public television Supreme Court hearings. It's fascinating when they take arguments. It's a very interesting culture that the Supreme Court's developed over hundreds of years. And the it's pretty concise. It's pretty terse. They don't go on and on. One of the things that people all hate about courts and courtrooms and so on is how damn interminable they are. The Supreme Court is kind of a refreshing departure from that. They hear, if you're making an argument as an attorney before the Supreme Court, you're given a very short time to make your case and then sit down. If we want to know more, we'll ask you. And they do. But anyway, that they were anticipating seeing Donald Trump in the front row or at the table. Maybe even taking part. I don't know. Maybe he could have a part in the hearing, but if he's a party to it. But maybe you have to be an attorney practicing before the Supreme Court. I don't know. But the point is that they've just been deprived of that. if you're one of those nine Supreme Court justices, you were going to have a case where the president was going to be there and you could study his face and watch his react. You can't do that now because his pissant, Juan, I have to keep looking at his name, Manuel Merchan, I'll bet you that's the original pronunciation, sounds, fits in better, kind of, it flows better, Juan Manuel Merchan, I'll bet you the accent was on the second syllable, and we English are saying it Merchan. It probably is not the way his name was natively pronounced. Juan Manuel Merchan. And I'm just guessing right there. I think that's a pretty good guess. Any of you Spanish students out there can help me out. And so, and then he says, this shows such great disdain and disrespect for our nation's highest court, especially for a topic so important as presidential immunity, without which our country would never be the same. All right, let's see more from the president. Okay, here's a message he made for you today, and he expects people like me to play it for you, because we don't have we have fake news media. So you can't turn on your TV and hear what the president had to say to you today. You have to turn on the Trump Phenomenon radio show. So let me do my duty here.
Happy tax day to everyone. This year, the typical family's tax bill is thousands of dollars lower because of the Trump tax cuts. We doubled your standard deduction. We doubled the child tax cuts. And we lowered income tax rates for everyone. A very big thing. Everybody was very happy when we did that. But if Joe Biden gets his way, you will soon be facing colossal tax hikes, the likes of which no one has ever seen before. Almost $6 trillion in his latest budget and going up. In addition, every day, you're also paying stealth tax of Joe Biden's massive inflation, a stealth tax like nobody's seen before either, because frankly, the inflation is probably the worst ever, yeah, but certainly the worst in the last 70 years. It's been a disaster for the American taxpayer. It's been a disaster for the American citizen.
Now, this is an important point the president just raised. I just drank my fizzy beverage. It went down my nose. Pardon me. The inflation. Part of the corruption that we are all enduring right now is that the government agencies that would normally, to use that word carefully nowadays, normally report somewhat accurately what prices were doing, what the money supply was doing, et cetera, et cetera. They're not doing that. This has all been weaponized. Every agent, in fact, on explicit instructions from Joe Biden and his handlers, every agency of the federal government has been weaponized. That would include the Census Bureau. That would include the agencies that report financial economic data. So we don't know what the inflation is. We don't have, we're being lied to. And this is happening, by the way, in other communist, formerly Western, formerly European nations. They're being lied to. I saw a report today where one government is reporting inflation in their country, only they exclude from their calculation of inflation, they exclude only two little tiny things that they for some reason have excluded from their inflation calculation: food and gas. Food and energy, that would be, you know, natural gas, automobile gas. Food and energy excluded. Oh gee, those aren't very important, are they? I mean, come on, your power bill and your gas tank and the food that your children eat, and maybe you get to eat something too. That's not very important. It's kind of like, what is that, luxury, optional items, elective spending? What the hell? It's so damn phony. And it's worse than phony. It's lying. They're lying to you because that energy inflation and the food inflation are the worst. So they keep those out. And then they'll put something else in there, like, you know, some other thing that you don't give a rat's ass about, that's less, to lie to you.
Every dollar in your bank account is worth 20 to 30% less than the day Joe Biden took office, a wealth confiscation on a scale our country has never seen before. Joe Biden looted the Treasury, spending trillions of dollars on the green.
Now, by the way, folks, I'm thinking about that myself. That starts to hurt. Anything you have in cash is one third less valuable than when the election was stolen. You just lost a lot of money. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Donald John Trump, that is.
Big John.
And by the way, going back to what the president just said, he said your cash. Now, certainly not speaking of myself, but there are many people out there who, through a lifetime of saving and work, have accumulated, let's say, $100,000 in cash in one form or another. It's basically cash, immediately liquid assets, $100,000. That's not a whole lot of money, and for a whole lifetime, that's not a whole lot of accumulation. So there are millions of people with that, especially you older folks. And what the president just said is you've lost 20 to 30% of your value of your lifetime's savings through just from being in the Biden administration. He said 20 to 30. So let's round it off. Well, let's split the difference. Call it 25%. So your $100,000 nest egg has just gone down to $75,000 and falling with no bottom in sight. That's incredible. You just took a $25,000 haircut in 3.5 years. That's amazing.
Wealth confiscation on a scale our country has never seen before. Joe Biden looted the Treasury, spending trillions of dollars on the Green New Scam, open borders, and other payoffs to his political cronies. Biden stole your money and used it to give rich people $7,500 tax credits to buy luxury electric cars. It's so ridiculous. They don't go far. They just are not the right ones. If you want to buy one, go buy one. But you have to have a choice of lots of other forms of transportation, and that's what we do. We provide everybody with everything. He used to give welfare and free housing to illegal aliens from all over the world, and now he's doing it at a level that has never been seen before. Meanwhile, you're paying the price in your tax bills and in your grocery bills, which have gone higher than ever in our history. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Congratulations, you voted for this guy. But you didn't vote enough, because I'll tell you what, take a look at that election. Take a look at the real numbers. You're not going to be happy, but we're going to do it right. I'll tell you, this year is the most important year in the history of our country, because on November 5th, we have an election. The election day, November 5th, will go down as the most important day in the history of our country.
You can hear clearly what he's saying. He paused there. He took a, he gathered himself for a half second, but it sounded like an eternity. He's telling you this is it. This is it. And he had that one sardonic comment in there where he said, congratulations, you voted for this guy. Then he, of course, clarified that. But the, wow, what a day. We barely scratched the surface of it. And we'll return tomorrow, because they're going to continue the persecution tomorrow. The witch trial continues. We'll see you tomorrow. So long.
Don't stop believing.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.